Good morning, 8:38 Finger Lakes Morning News. It's time to get healthy with Finger Lakes Health, as we do every 2 weeks, and that means time to say hello to Laura Turbide. Hello, Laura Turbide.
Good morning, Ted.
How are you?
Very well. How are you today?
I'm doing well. We have a new family practitioner that we're going to meet today.
We do.
But first, before we do that, I know news and notes, I'm way ahead of you here. Dr. Guy Klein is doing the presentations coming up on the new procedure that people who listen to our segments already know about, the anterior hip replacement. Tell us about those.
Absolutely. Would welcome anyone. If you have questions, if you've been sort of questioning, is it time to begin exploring hip replacement? Dr. Klein has been really working with a state-of-the-art approach with an anterior approach, which means there's many different ways to go in and do a hip replacement. As people who listen to the show know, we have an award-winning joint center where we are a center of excellence for hip and knee, and we have a very large, wonderful Interlakes Orthopedic Surgery practice for orthopedic surgeons. But Dr. Guy Klein is a fellowship-trained orthopedic who focuses a lot on joints. And this is a great approach for a lot of people in terms of healing time afterwards, post-procedure, et cetera. And so if you want to hear a little bit more, we encourage you to come out. It's a little bit earlier because of the time change. We're doing it out at 5:30 at the Ramada. So look online, sign up. We hope you'll come out and get your questions answered.
Two presentations. One is on the 12th and one is on the 14th. And you get a buffet dinner as well. And the whole thing's only $10. And if you miss the segment, what's cool is this anterior approach, instead of cutting through muscle, they move the muscles out of the way, and that means less pain, faster recovery, and what's not to like.
Look at you. You should do the show without us.
No. I learn these things because I do the show with you. So we have another first-time guest.
We do, and we're so excited not only to welcome Dr. Mader to our community, but also to have her first time, and I hope one of many times here on the radio where she'll be able to pick some health topics and things in the future she might want to talk about. But today we thought we'd do more of a getting to know you session. So Dr. Sarah Mader, we're very pleased to welcome her. She's joined us this summer, relocated to the community, and is joined us at Geneva Primary Care, which is FLH Medical PC's practice for primary care. She's a family medicine physician who's going to talk with us a little bit about her training and her interests. She's in the practice with Dr. Wellborn and also nurse practitioners Terry Haskins and Jennifer Bell. It is a practice where Dr. Dora Pita Acevedo has recently retired from. So as you can imagine, it's a busy practice and one where Dr. Mader is coming in, meeting new patients every single day. Every day, it sounds like, is not only a busy day, but one where she's getting to meet new people and they're getting to meet her. And we thought, what better way to learn a little about her interest, her path. So she actually attended medical school at the University of New England College of Osteopathy medicine in Maine. So she understands the rural thing. She grew up in a rural area in upstate New York. So we can talk a little bit about that and sort of why Geneva and how we got so lucky that she was drawn here. So again, she's seeing patients, adult patients, so 18 and older. And we're just thrilled that you can make an appointment by calling 787-5400. But more importantly, we're going to talk a little bit to know what about Geneva, what's she liking so far, what are the surprises, and what drew her here. So
well, Dr. Mader, welcome. First thing, great to have you here.
Thank you very much for having me.
So I know Laura warned you. I always ask new people about, tell me everything about yourself, where you're from. And she said a little bit about where you went to school, but just give us a kind of a quick biographical sketch.
Sure. Well, I grew up in Saranac Lake, New York, which is a very small town, beautiful town in the Adirondacks. And then I went to SUNY Geneseo to do my undergraduate in biology, and I minored in psychology. And then I was lucky enough to get accepted to the University of New England College of Osteopathic Medicine in Biddeford, Maine. And then I went and I did my residency in Cooperstown, New York. So I've been blessed to live in beautiful places my whole life, rural places. And so after residency, my fiance and I were looking for somewhere where we could live and work in a small community, but actually for us, Geneva is kind of like a big city. It's the most urban of all of the rural places we've lived. So we've been really loving having the beautiful scenery and the lake that reminds us of our hometown, Saranac Lake, but also we have a lot of good restaurants and lots of things to do around here that makes us feel like we're really having a lot of fun.
So when you were in Biddeford, Maine, did you learn to say Pakyaka?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. I'm from New Hampshire, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we loved it there.
So you really, it's interesting because we always talk about what brings people to Geneva. So aside from even the job, just the city itself and the locale was a big appeal to you.
Absolutely. My family and I have, going to college in Geneseo, I was kind of familiar with the Finger Lakes, actually, because we did our senior trip in Geneseo was to a wine tour. And so kind of living in the Finger Lakes was a dream for us, just the beautiful location. And I couldn't believe that they had an opening and they were willing to take me on and hire me as a physician here.
Did you always have primary care medicine kind of in mind, or did you go through a few different ideas of what you wanted to do with your career?
I always knew I wanted to do primary care. For a while, I was between pediatrics or internal medicine, and I just found that I really related to adults more, and I found the physiology and pathology more interesting, so I decided to do internal medicine that would allow me to see only adults. Not that I didn't love the children, but primary care was always...
So one of the things that you do as a primary care physician is get to know the patients. That's made more difficult when you're brand new and you're starting, you know, you have all these new patients coming at you at once. Talk a little bit about your process of getting to know each patient and getting to know their likes and dislikes and developing that kind of bedside manner with each patient.
Well, the first time I see a patient, I just let them know I'm going to go through their chart and their history and get to know their medical history. And then I like to spend a couple minutes getting to know them, too, like who lives with them. Do they have any children? Are they working? If they're not, what did they retire from? What did they do with their life? Did they live in Geneva? Just to get to know them as a person, too. I feel like I really can't be a good doctor if I don't have that information about them. So it has been difficult because I do like to get to know people a little more than the time often allows. You know, that 30 to 40 minute slot can make it kind of challenging, but I wouldn't change it for the world. I really love to get to know people, and hopefully they feel the same way.
It sounds like it's a nice atmosphere in that practice where you work as well. That have you fit in well with the doctors and the nurses and all the staff?
Oh, yeah. Everyone's been really welcoming and helpful and definitely a nice office to work in.
It's always a very personal choice to choose your primary care physician. So from the patient's side, what kind of questions should a patient ask and what process should they go through to decide if you're the right physician for them?
I think that they should look at their background and how long they've been practicing. But more importantly, I think you can't really know for sure until you meet your doctor. You should have at least a visit with them, get to know them, and see if you really click and feel comfortable talking to them, because you know you're going to be telling them really personal things about you and their life is in your hands. So it's really important to get to meet your doctor first.
We talk about that a lot. We have a physician referral line, of course. People can call into our office at 787-4636, and people do. They call in, and they are when they're looking or if they've had a change. And when you're on the other end of the phone, we always ask them sort of geographically, where are you looking? Where do you work? Where do you live? But more importantly, we say to them, we're going to give you a few numbers, and you may need to not only call and see who's taking new patients, but it really is an important step for people to think about what's the most important to them, where can they have that rapport, who is someone that they're going to feel most likely to be able to be engaged and an active partner in their own healthcare. And I think some people, as Dr. Mader said, that just clicks. If you feel as though this is a person who I feel like we're kind of be a team, we can really be partners in engaging that person in their own behavioral change and their own healthy behaviors and their own health goals. And you kind of either sort of know it or you don't, but you really sometimes do have to meet people.
Well, we've talked a lot over the years in the industry as a whole, and particularly within Finger Lakes Health, the importance of primary care and getting out front rather than having to treat big problems at the other end of the scale, getting out front, getting people into healthy lifestyles, getting seen frequently so that they don't develop the big problems later on.
We do, and I think we've done a really much better job as a health system doing everything from some of these community outreach activities we do to engaging people and things like hopefully preventing chronic disease or actually working with them on sure the modifiable behaviors. We've talked about everything from cardiac risks to other things, diabetic risks, and things that we know that there are modifiable behaviors. There's choices we can all make, and the better educated our community has become, and I think the more focused they've been on prevention and being a partner with their physician, they certainly, it's not about waiting until you have a chronic disease and showing up and saying, "Doc, what can you do for me?" It is about saying, you know what, maybe I am more comfortable with a woman, and maybe I talk with, maybe I want a physician who grew up in a big city like I did, or maybe really understanding a little bit about who's going to be that physician partner that is going to be most likely for you to want to engage with on a proactive, preventative approach from an internal medicine or family practice perspective.
Well, one of the things I like to do, Dr. Mader, in these segments is get medical advice for myself. So obviously you don't know anything about me, so you can't really give me a huge diagnosis. But just in general, 58-year-old guy, weighs a little more than he should, not as active as he used to be. What should I be doing to make sure I live a long, healthy life?
Well, physical activity, exercise is an important thing, eating a healthy diet, making sure that you're not smoking. Hopefully you don't smoke. That's probably the most important thing you can do for your health. But exercise and diet really is the key to everything.
All right, that bag of donuts behind me, Chris Lavin brought those. I didn't ask for those, but I probably will have some of them.
And we live in such a beautiful area that one of the things I continue to learn is you can start every single day. So I am still someone myself who struggles to get as healthy a diet and as much activity as I should. But I think to myself, the leaves were beautiful this weekend. We took the dogs out for a long walk. I know Dr. Mader and fiance moved here because of the fact that you can have outdoor activity countless seasons throughout the year. And those are the kinds of things I think we all have to recognize how easy it is to start small. And in particular, if you have the support with a partner and a physician who's willing to say every single day you can take those steps.
Well, and if you stay consistent, there's a woman in our neighborhood that I see, she is out walking every single day. I don't think she does 10 miles, but I think she does maybe a mile or a couple of miles pretty much every day, and I'll bet she's in great shape.
Absolutely. I think each one of us, as I said, I think if you think about eating the elephant all at once versus really thinking, what are the small things each one of us can do? And again, I think sharing with your physician, if you are on making sure you're keeping track and knowing your own medications, making sure that you're actually, as we said, a good advocate for yourself. And sometimes it helps to also have your family understand your health goals too. So you have not only your physician partner, but you have family members, hopefully providing that supportive network the rest of the time. Because we're not all at the doctor's 365 days a year.
Well, I know this is interesting because I know someone who just asked me the other day about finding a new primary care physician. And I said, well, the next time Laura's in, I'll ask her, not knowing you're going to bring a primary care physician in. So I know someone who will be calling you. And what's that phone number if they want to make an appointment and maybe set up a relationship with you?
It's 315-787-5400.
And people can go on our website, www.flhealth.org. You can search physician directory. You can put in some criteria of what you're looking for, and it'll give you some options.
All right, terrific. Well, welcome to Geneva, and welcome to the practice, and I hope we do hot talk again sometime in the near future.
Oh, thank you very much.
Dr. Sarah Mader, thank you as always. Laura, thank you as always.
Thank you.
Keep bringing all these good topics. See, I'm retaining some of this. I'm learning stuff.
You are.
If anybody comes up on the street and says, hey, what's the deal with this anterior hip replacement? I'll give them the whole...
You know the whole shebang,
sure,
about the
I'll
muscles
give them the whole
and everything.
Lowdown.
Thank
852, you. Thank you as always. We'll get healthy again in a couple of weeks. It's 852 on the Finger Lakes Morning News.